Good afternoon. Welcome to Good Shepherd's weekly podcast. This is Matt Kennedy. This week we take up a question that was asked by one of our newer parishioners. He asked how I select the texts, the Bible texts that are read every Sunday, and how I choose which ones I'm going to preach on. It's an interesting question, especially considering that the person who asked this came from a non-liturgical evangelical denomination. He's joined us from EV Free, I think. And so he comes from a tradition that does not have what we call a lectionary. A lectionary is a schedule of Bible readings. A very simple lectionary that you may be familiar with if you're not Anglican are those 365-day Bibles. If you go to the Arrowhead bookstore, you'll find one. Where all the you have every day you have an Old Testament reading and a New Testament reading, and by the end of the year, if you start by the end of the year, 365 days later from the day you start, you will have completed or read through the entirety of the Scriptures. Well, a lectionary does kind of the same thing. Not all lectionaries include all of Scripture. Ours does not, unfortunately. Our Sunday lectionary does not. But it is a schedule of readings. We're currently in lectionary year A. Now, if you want to look, if you have a prayer book at home and you want to find the lectionary and look through it yourself, you're welcome to do that. I won't be referring to it too much in this podcast because Ann tells me that giving out page numbers and talking about lectionaries on podcasts is boring. But if you do want to follow along, you can go to page 889 in your prayer book and you can see the beginning of the Sunday lectionary. We're presently in lectionary cycle A, and we've been going through the Gospel of Matthew. So every Sunday, I look at the readings that have been assigned, and I decide which one I would like to preach on. There's an Old Testament reading, there's a New Testament reading, usually an epistle, there's a psalm, and there's a gospel. And I look at those, I pray, and I try to discern what God would have me say, and I measure what I read also by what I know is going on in the congregation. And then I construct a sermon. The great benefit of having a lectionary is this. I'm a preacher. I have certain pet issues. I have pet topics that I love to preach on. You probably know them if you've been with us for a long time. If I did not have a lectionary, I would be very tempted to craft most of my sermons to one way or the other, dovetail into or find their way back to my pet topics. A lot of preachers do that who don't have lectionaries. If you go to a church, you'll find pastors that are stuck on, say, the gospel message, an invitational message to asking people to come to faith in Jesus Christ. You'll find preachers who are stuck on predestination. You'll find preachers who are stuck on topics that have to do with stress and anxiety. You'll find all sorts of little things that preachers have. I have my own things. I'm not going to tell you what they are in case if you don't know them, I don't want you to start looking for them, but I have my things. A lectionary keeps you from doing that. It's a discipline. It forces you out of your comfort zone and forces you to preach on the whole Word of God. If I had my druthers, there are denominations, I'm thinking of the Calvary churches that are based in California, that do not have a formal lectionary, but simply begin in Genesis and end in Revelation, and it usually takes them about 10 years of Sundays to get through the whole of Scripture. I've been very tempted to move away from our lectionary and do that, because I think it's important for the people of God to be to sit under the whole Word of God, and it's important for me as a pastor to preach through it as well. But presently, the lectionary does serve our purposes fine. It's a discipline that I keep, and I think it has served the church well. The lectionary is designed, if not to go through every passage in every book of Scripture, to at least give a full orbed reflection of the shape and structure of Scripture for those who pay attention to it. Now, there's also a daily lectionary in our prayer book, and it's like the Sunday lectionary in that it doesn't go through the whole of Scripture, which is why we have made the decision of Good Shepherd not to follow the daily lectionary that's found in the prayer book, and instead we have one that we borrowed from a pastor who constructed it, who also lives in California, and this one goes through the entirety of Scripture. If you follow the morning and the evening readings every day, you will go through the whole Bible in 1 year. if you follow just the morning readings, you'll go through the Bible in 2 years. This daily lectionary is what we read on the days where we have morning prayer. Every Tuesday through Friday in the sanctuary, we have morning prayer at Good Shepherd, and we follow this daily lectionary. But the daily lectionary includes readings for days every day, not just Tuesdays through Fridays. You can find those readings listed in your bulletin every Sunday. So if you have never read through the whole Bible and you're trying to find a way to do that, that will be easy, this would be it. Sometimes people start in Genesis and they go all the way through Revelation by themselves, and they get lost right about when they hit Leviticus, because it can be difficult reading. Well, what a good lectionary does is it matches Old Testament readings and New Testament readings together thematically, so that you can see the way the whole Bible fits together. So I encourage you to do that. That answers the question, I believe, how I select the material for the sermons that I preach. I hope you've enjoyed this weekly podcast, and hope to tune in next week. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.